Watson devoted exclusively to a discussion of local educational issues. Education Matters is co-hosted by John Nicholson, a retired Racine Unified administrator, Dwayne Olson, a retired member of the teacher education faculty at UW Parkside, Karen Sconser, an associate professor of education at Carthage College, Mike Kehoe, a retired substitute teacher and a current special education support volunteer at Bullen Middle School in Kenosha, and Chuck Wolbers, a transition and work experience teacher in the special education department at Tremper High School, also in Kenosha. Now, here's today's Education Matters moderator.
Hello, I'm Karen Sconser, and this is Education Matters. Today we will be talking to representatives from our local public libraries. Summer is here, and that means long stretches of free time for many of our children. I remember when I was a kid, my mom took me and my three brothers to the Brown County Library in Green Bay, and we walked into that beautiful air-conditioned enclave where we were able to fill our giant library tote bag with books to fill those summer hours. Summer has changed since then, and so have libraries. Today, we are going to learn how libraries work to provide kids and adults with special services during the summer months, to keep them busy, to head off the summer slump in reading, and to introduce them to new topics and technologies. Since we are lucky to have a thriving library system in our state, we have so many guests that we have to tape our show in two parts today. For the first half of our program, our guests are
Anna Pauls from Community Library
and Barb Bratton from Kenosha Public Library.
And just as a note of full disclosure, I am lucky enough to serve as a trustee of the Kenosha Public Library, which is how I got the idea to do this program. So let's start with Barb. Why don't you tell us a little bit about how your library approaches the summer months? How are the services that you provide maybe a little different during summer? Do you have special programs to offer?
We do have special programs because we really feel like we are a partner with KUSD in making sure that every child retains the skills that he's learned throughout the school year and remains excited about learning in general. There's a different excitement in the air in the summertime. We don't see the older kids until after school most days during the school year, but now we see them all day long. They might come in with their parents or their camp groups or their friends or so. And there is a more relaxed element to the summer time, of course, because, you know, the children during the school year have assignments, and it's pretty narrow what they really can get involved in if they're not big readers. But in the summertime, they have all the time to do whatever interests them, and so it's a very different kind of atmosphere.
How about at the community libraries?
Well, at Community Library, we are focusing right now on getting ready for our summer reading program that's coming up. We have a program for children, teens, and adults, and we expect over 800 patrons to participate this year. Our summer reading program really tries to offer encouragement to make reading a lifelong habit. We hope to draw reluctant readers in with activities, help children keep their reading skills up over the summer, and kind of generate interest in the library and its many resources throughout the community. For the children's reading program this year, the theme is Every Hero Has a Story, and we recognize that all children have the potential to be heroes, so we're encouraging the children that come to the library to discover the superheroes within themselves and within their community as they dress up, come to our programs, and of course read. This year, the kids are given a bingo-style reading log to complete. Once they get a bingo, they'll get a prize bag with their prizes, which we were lucky enough to have donated from local businesses within the western Kenosha County area. And extra bingo logs that they turn in are additional entries for the grand prize drawing, and this year's kids' grand prize is 4 tickets to Discovery World in Milwaukee. The teen program and adult program, the theme is Escape the Ordinary, and we're encouraging teens and adults to recognize the everyday heroes in the community, such as the hardworking single parent, the EMT volunteer, the doctor who saved a life, the firefighter, the community organizer, their high school teacher, their middle school teacher, anybody who really had an impact in their lives. Teens are also doing a bingo-style reading log this year. Once they turn in their first log, they too will get a prize bag with more coupons from local businesses. and then they will be able to turn in extra reading logs for more chances at their grand prize, which is a certificate for 4 VIP wristbands, pizza, and pop at Action Territory in Kenosha. Our adult program is a little bit different. Adults are encouraged to read or listen to books to enter weekly drawings and also win prizes. Any adult who turns in at least 3 weekly drawing slips will be eligible to win the grand prize this year, which is a Kindle Paperwhite.
Wow. That's a lot of different things.
Yes.
Did you want to add anything more now that you've heard that long list of interesting things? You know, one thing we might want to clarify, which libraries are considered the community libraries?
Community Library has 3 locations in Salem, Twin Lakes, and Silver Lake.
Okay. And then Kenosha has 4 buildings.
We have 4 buildings and a bookmobile, and people can participate on the bookmobile as well. So we have the Simmons Historical Building in the middle of Library Park. We have the Uptown Neighborhood Library that is very beloved by a lot of the older people who grew up in that neighborhood. And we have the Northside Library and the Southwest Library. So, yeah, I mean, there's lots to do in the summertime in terms of summer reading. That, you know, that's a traditional program for libraries. This year, Kenosha is doing adding another reading program besides the ones for the small children and the teens. We have a family reading program this year, and the idea behind that is that parents who read with their children, families who read together, have a huge impact on the children's flourishing during their school year. Their education is much improved by just the example of children, of the parents who read and that together with them. So that's a new thing and something that we're real proud of, and it'll culminate with a family fun night on August 20th. So it's something a little bit different. We also have some different programs, and one of them that we're really excited about is computer coding camps for kids. This idea came about as we were reading a lot in the news about children's STEM science, technology, engineering, and math skills, and how that seems to be a big thing with schools these days. There's a lot of emphasis on that. So we were wondering how that libraries could be involved in that, and we saw that some of the larger libraries in the United States were starting to do coding for adults as well as children. And there's a lot of research out there that shows that children who are involved in computer coding do really improve their science and math skills. And what's even better than that, they change their attitudes about becoming scientists, especially girls. They're very interested that in becoming scientists as they grow up. And Google is actually latching on to that and provides curriculum, and there's free curriculum out there. But we wrote a grant application for Library Services on Technology money, which is federal money through the state library. And we got some money to buy some equipment and to do some coding camps. So we're really excited about that. We'll have those at Southwest and Northside. And Kingfisher back. We're going to have free tickets to kids who complete the summer reading program. And that is also sponsored by Kenosha News.
Wow. There's so many things going on. Can you tell us a little bit more maybe about your library locations? I mentioned earlier one of the big draws for me as a kid, I know, was the air conditioning in addition to all the wonderful books. I'm sure that probably applies to your buildings as well, but what are some other special things about the space in the summertime?
Well, Community Library, as I mentioned earlier, has 3 locations. Our library in Salem is our largest location, and we're right across the street from Salem Grade School, so we're lucky enough to see students come in after school and visit with us and use our resources. The most important thing, I think, that's really important in the summer is that we have a beautiful garden space that patrons can wander through and hang out, read a book, sit by our fountain. We have a gardener who tends it, a master gardener, and volunteers who help us out with keeping the garden beautiful. And we have many host and nectar plants available for the butterflies, which is very important, especially this summer, because we have Judy Grasser, a Salem resident, who will be sharing her knowledge of monarch way stations on July 18th from 1 to 2. And we also have a children's story time in the gardens during the summer. We call it Muddy Munchkins, and it's for children age 2 to 5 on Tuesdays. We do require registration for that because the garden is only so big and children run around and things like that. They love it. We had our first session today, and it was very, very successful. We also like to do displays for our summer reading theme. Like I said, this year it's superheroes, so the youth services staff put up a Batman display on the wall, and we also have window art on our windows, so it's very exciting. In Twin Lakes, the building is right in downtown Twin Lakes, so it's right there in the middle of the community. We're within walking distance to many summer recreational activities and events that, you know, draw people to the area, and the library is very busy during the summer. We've also been lucky enough to dress that up with a Spider-Man display on the wall. So there's a Spider-Man with web slinging, and it's very, very fun. Our location in Silver Lake is centrally located between Salem and Twin Lakes. It's quite cozy, and our patrons really do like access to our free Wi-Fi. We're lucky enough to do a lot of programs over the summer, too, in our spaces and draw the community in. We have Science Alliance coming to Twin Lakes on June 17th, and they're from Lake Geneva, so it's relatively local. They'll be doing a superhero program for us. And then we have cartoonist Paul Merkline coming to the Salem Library, which is really nice because it's our biggest library, so we're able to host a lot of people. He'll be there on July 8th at 6:30. And then we also are lucky enough to have Susan Sieber coming back this summer to do manga and graphic novel art in both of our conference rooms at Salem and Twin Lakes. And we're also able to host a blood drive every year. We're kind of encouraging people to be the hero in the community in our space and donate blood. And that will be at the Salem Library on July 16th from 3 to 7.
So it sounds like your buildings function as community centers as well as libraries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Did you want to tell us a little about what's different in the summertime in the Kenosha Public Library?
Well, the big news for us is that the Northside Library is getting this big makeover in the children's area. We added a lot of color to the walls, and we've got some furniture being ordered. We're dividing the space into three areas of in terms of what's going to happen there. So we've got collaborative spaces for homework help and group activities like those computer coding camps for kids I was talking about, for story time and starting up programs for parents on things like nutrition and behavior and, you know, what's normal at what age. Some interactive areas where the preschoolers can interact with some units on the walls to learn some literacy skills and learn while they're playing, which is their job at that age. And then quiet, comfortable spaces so parents can read with their small children. Little kids can crawl into reading nooks or lay on colorful benches and read. So that's our big push this year is this big remodel. And that is all courtesy of the Kenosha Public Library Foundation, a big grant from them. And then we also have learning centers at both Northside and the Southwest locations. And that's a drop-in kind of area for parents and preschoolers, too, at any time during the year. And they include developmental kits, which are very popular. They're big tubs of things on different subjects, so the preschool crowd can take a look at toys and books and manipulatives, all kinds of different things and lesson plans for the parents or the maybe the preschool locations, the teachers, to take a look at and check those out and work with the children on their different developmental skills. So, there's stuff going on in every location. We even have a Wii at a couple locations, so kids can come in and do some gaming as well. So, you know, four different locations and the bookmobile.
Wow. So, one of the things that I have learned being more involved with the library as a trustee is that libraries are really different than they were even 5 years ago. So I would like you to sort of tell our listeners what is new in your libraries, and then what do you think might be different? What do you sort of see coming down the road about the function and the kinds of things that you can do and borrow at the library?
Well, at Community Library, in the past few years, we've noticed that there's been an increase in our Wi-Fi usage, people bringing in their own devices. We've also increased our downloadable collections and resources to meet the needs of our patrons. We've added Freegle with Kenosha Public Library, so patrons can download music for free and legally. We also have access to Overdrive, which is our ebooks and e-audiobooks. It's very easy to use. I actually used it quite a bit myself. And we're in the process of organizing our print collections so that books are easier to find for patrons who, say, want to read a certain genre or find all the books in a series. We're constantly evolving to meet the needs of our patrons, and we've noticed that we're answering more questions about electronic devices and helping patrons learn how to use theirs so they can use our downloadable materials. And we have quite a few computer classes and one-to-one training on computer applications. So we've noticed that we've gone more from answering traditional reference questions such as how far is it to Milwaukee and more how do I use my Kindle, my iPad, my e-reader, things like that. And in the future, I think that we'll be more of a community center and focusing on building community out in western Kenosha County and having more programs that draw people in and get them to meet their neighbors, their friends, and learn about common interests within their library and in the community.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with all of that. We're really expanding out into the digital world ourselves. So now we offer books and audiobooks and films and music and magazines in both physical and digital form. And so people are enjoying our library collections without leaving home. The trend is, again, like just said, the collaborative programs and technology training for sure. In fact, we created new positions at the library called tech guides just for that reason. So they're in really high demand. They help with your personal devices or they teach you how to navigate the digital world. And they're available to schedule for one-hour appointments. So that has been, we just can't get enough of those kinds of people in the libraries these days. Program attendance is rising, not just for children's programs, but for adult programs. So our book clubs are vibrant. We have small business classes. We have chess night that people really miss when it's not being held. And our new music programs. So, it's that collaborative space that we were talking about here. For the kids, we have drop-in programs that are popular, so you can come when you can. So we're working our schedule around your schedule. You can get your stuff from home, your collections from home, if digital is your choice of format, and you can come into the library and interact with drop-in programs instead of having to come at a certain time if that's a problem for you. In the future, we'll become more interactive and more personalized. Reading recommendations are our strong suit. We have very smart librarians who are very avid readers. In fact, most of our staff are very, very avid readers. That's why they work in a library. And so they're just itching to tell you about the greatest book that they just read. And many of them have personal relationships with our patrons, so they know what you like to read. And they're ready with a recommendation when you walk in. So that's, I think, one of our the big roles that we will continue to always play with readers. And I like to think of librarians as life coaches that help you navigate the world of information. The world of information is so, so broad and so deep. And if something fascinates you, you can almost have a guide in the world and a librarian who can hook you up with that next piece of information to deepen that knowledge that's so important to you. Center for Collective Brainstorming, I think, is another role. I know a lot of large, very large city libraries are doing this, where they're bringing the community together to talk about important issues in the community. And I'd love to see Kenosha take that role on. Creative ventures are another thing that a lot of libraries are doing out there. So they're creating studios where the community can come in together and make things. They call those maker spaces. I'm sure most of you have heard about that. Video production, and it's storytelling in all art forms, whether you're creating music or video, whether you're writing in a writer's group together. So there's those collaborative activities that instead of that personal relationship with the library, it's becoming more of a collective club type of atmosphere in the library.
Wow, that's a lot to take in. Let's assume that maybe not all of our listeners have used the library before, or maybe they used it 10 years ago and they haven't been in since. If that's the case, what should they do?
Well, our buildings are open to the public, so you can come in and visit us whether you have a library card or not. If you live in Kenosha County and want to get a library card at Community Library, all you have to do is bring in an ID with your name and current address that shows you live in the county to get a card. If you live in another county in Wisconsin, such as Racine or Walworth, you can show us your home library card and we'll give you a Community Library card. And if you happen to be a patron of the Kenosha Public Library, you can use your Kenosha Public Library card at any of our locations. And another really cool thing is that our libraries are open 24/7 via our website. Barb and I have been talking about, we have many e-materials and downloadable materials that you can use anytime, anywhere, through pretty much any device.
You know, one thing we failed to mention is that we are one county system, so that the community libraries are independent from Kenosha Public Library, but we have a Kenosha County Library system that provides all that technology. And so when we're talking about digital resources, those are available both through community libraries and Kenosha Public Libraries because we've purchased them together. Those rules are all the same back and forth. So I would just simply add that, you know, if you're not one of those people who feel like you can make a trip to the library every week, that shouldn't stop you from using the library and getting a library card. So that one trip in to get a library card means you can use all these digital resources from home, and you never do have to come in. You know, nothing's ever overdue when it's digital.
That's nice. So what are your final words to our listeners to get them excited to come to the libraries this summer?
Well, we're very excited to have a super summer with our superhero-themed reading program. So I would say to stop in and see our friendly, knowledgeable, and helpful staff and stay for the awesome summer activities. You know, we have over 25 programs for adults and over 80 programs for kids and teens this summer. So there's bound to be something for everybody at Community Library. And if you have any questions or would like to connect with us online, you can visit our website at communitylib.org or check us out on Facebook, or you can stop in. We'd love to see you there.
And I'd just say that summer is a great time to explore all those things that make you curious. Drop in whenever you can. Join us in our programs. Dive into all the stories we keep. Explore your imagination and discover your passions.
That's great. Okay, well, thank you very much, Anna Paul from Community Libraries and Barb Bratton from the Kenosha Public Library.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you.
You are listening to Education Matters, Summer at the Libraries program. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert. We are so lucky to have many public libraries in our listening area that I had to divide them into two groups, and even then I haven't covered them all. So now we're on to the second half of our show on libraries, and our guests are...
My name is Lisa Selgi, and I'm the director at the Matheson Memorial Library in Elkhorn.
Jessica McPhail, the director of the Racine Public Library.
My name is Sarah Sokup. The kids know me as Miss Sarah, and I am the children's librarian at Lake Geneva Public Library.
So I'm asking the same questions in the second half, but with new libraries represented. How does your library approach the summer months? How are the services that you provide different during the summer, and are there any special exciting programs coming?
Yes. Well, we know it is our busy time, so we try to gear up, and we know that we're going to be busiest in June, July, and August. Some of our special programs this summer include story wagons for the children. We're going to have some teen programs, and for adults, we have quite a few as well, including Chad Lewis is coming on June 16th to talk about Wisconsin's gangster past. So that's one of the highlights.
In Racine, we plan all year for our summer programs because they're so special. And this year, we're going to continue our Lego room. We have a Lego club in the Lego room. We're going to have a teen lock-in. We have family movies every week. We're just all kinds of fun.
And at the Lake Geneva Public Library, during the school year, the kids come to the library for class visits every month. So in the summer, I do special things to bring them in because they're no longer with their classes. And so every week we do craft programs and science programs for different age groups. And that's something that we don't do during the normal school year. And we also have the Story Wagon programs. Those go throughout our whole, our Lake Shores Library system. And let's see, we're doing a superhero dance party this year because the theme is every hero has a story. And so that one's for all ages. It's from 3-year-olds all the way up to like 12-year-olds. And they could come dressed as superheroes. And we're just going to put music on the speakers. And we're going to have mood lights. And it'll be just super cool. So I'm kind of excited about that because I've never done a dance party before. And so we're going to see how that happens. And we have lots of animal programs that we're going to be doing where we're going to have live animals at the library. Which is super cool. And yeah, we also have teen programs, and we also have teen volunteer opportunities. So a lot of teens in the area need service hours for school, and so they come in and say, what can I do? And I'm like, help me set up all the pipe cleaners. So yeah.
So there's a lot going on.
It is, and it's all fun.
Lisa, do you want to tell us a little about the Story Wagons?
Sure. This year we have 5 story wagons that are coming to all of the libraries in our system, and they just rotate from one town to the next on different days and times. So our day is Tuesday afternoons at 1:30, and we have 5 special performers coming. The 5th one this year is sponsored by the Johnson Foundation. In the past, we've only been able to provide 4, so we have an extra week of Story Wagon this summer.
Oh, that sounds fun. So tell us a little bit about your library locations. It's possible that not everyone listening has been to all these wonderful places. Besides air conditioning, which was always a big favorite of mine when I was a kid, what is special or enticing about your physical space? Have you dressed it up in a special way? So let's start with Jessica and Racine Library.
Well, you'll see superheroes when you come to the library at Racine. They're right in your face, and they're also kind of hiding. We are located right downtown Racine on the lake, so our view of Lake Michigan is spectacular. But one of the things that people will enjoy when they get to the library is this summer reading program we plan for children and teens and adults, so there's something for everybody. And we really work hard on this because summertime learning can drop off for children, which is why we all went into summer reading so heavily way back when, in a real attempt to get the children to stay focused on learning in a fun way throughout the summer.
And what about in Lake Geneva? Anything special about your building, about your space that we need to know?
Well, our building is it's right on the lake, so when you look out our windows, you're looking at Geneva Lake. We're very lucky to be in that area. We have historical significance because we have that area because it was given to us by a woman who lived in Lake Geneva in the 1800s. And it's a building that is in the Frank Lloyd Wright style because one of his students designed it. And we have an area where it's kind of like a living room area where you, we have the couches, and the wall is just windows. And so you can look out over the lake and you have this lakefront view, but you're in a comfortable seat and you're reading a magazine and it's all free. And so, yeah, our building itself is pretty relaxing and just a nice place to come and hang out for a while and enjoy the lake in Lake Geneva.
Sounds great. And in Delaware?
In Elkhorn.
Elkhorn, I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're conveniently located right downtown across from the square. So for a lot of people who live in town, it's easy access to walk or bike to. And I think we have the largest library in Walworth County, and it's a very comfortable space. We've worked very hard to make it welcoming to families. So we have a large children's area. We also are decorated for the superhero theme, and we have a superhero hideout in our children's department. and lots of other fun activities like a Thomas the Train set and a bird watching station and just comfortable seating for everybody.
So I know that we have not represented every single library building in Walworth County or even in Western Racine County. So would you care to give a shout out to the other libraries that are not here right now?
Sure, I can do that. There are several libraries in Walworth County. Aside from Elkhorn, Lake Geneva, and Delavan, there is also a library in East Troy, Williams Bay, Walworth, Fontana, Sharon, Genoa City, and Darien.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That's a lot of libraries.
And then Racine County, there's Burlington, Waterford, and Rochester.
And Union Grove.
And Union Grove.
And Story Wagon goes to all of those libraries on different days and different times. So if you can't make it to, you know, my library, then you can go to any of the other libraries and pick them up there.
Right. So I am lucky enough at the moment to serve as a trustee for Kenosha Public Library. So one of the things that's been really fascinating for me is learning about how libraries have been changing. And so I wonder if you could tell us about what's new in your libraries in the past few years and maybe what you see as might be different about them in the future. How about if we start this time with Sarah?
Let's see. Well, we do have the e-books now. And so you're able to check those out through OverDrive. And so if you have an e-reader of any sort, you can check out e-books. And you know, it's just included with your library card. You don't have to pay for them or anything special. It's mm-hmm. just another service that we provide. Let's see. At my library, we've gotten more into doing the programs for children and doing more of the science programs. And so every month I would do a different hands-on science program with the kids because STEM is really important and it's becoming one of those things that everybody's talking about. So instead of just doing a craft program, you're going to do a program where kids make something, and those are really fun and not something that I heard about when I was in library school. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, I like to think of the library as becoming more as a place for people to gather and not just a place for people to come and get a book and then leave, or find some information and leave, but a place where people can come and, you know, moms can meet other moms, and I know they do stuff like that over in Elkhorn, where they have, you know, actual programs where people are meant to come and just hang out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jessica, do you have anything to add to that?
We really have paid attention to how children learn. The Racine Public Library was the first in the nation to offer preschool story times in 1932. Before that, they thought that children couldn't learn unless they were sitting at a desk. We know that's not true anymore. So we pay attention to how children are learning now, and they learn experientially. If they do something, if they make something, if they experience something, then they're going to remember, and then they'll be learning without really realizing it. So we've seen a change in our children's area. We have a preschool learning area with things like you might find in Betty Brin Museum. We also pay attention to what the adults are looking for. And so we have, I think all the libraries have free Wi-Fi. You can plug in your laptop and go online with your own laptop, or you can use the library's computers. People rely on computers now to do their daily living activities. And for a lot of our patrons, and I'm sure throughout the system, there's a significant number of people who don't have the internet or even computers at home. So we find ourselves teaching those folks basic internet skills, like what is a mouse. And we learn from our folks, too. They tell us, why don't you have, and then fill in the blank. So we now have a fax machine. We have a scanner. You can come in and scan your important documents to a flash drive or email them to yourself. So we respond to what people are asking for.
And I would agree with everything they said and just maybe remind people not to think of books when they think of libraries, because we do have a lot more. We have started to circulate non-traditional items, and by that I mean rather than just, maybe you know, we have books and DVDs and audiobooks, but we do have some new things that can be checked out, like tablets and e-readers, and we have maker kits, which is something new, and we have some in our children's department that kids can check out, and they include, one is a sewing kit, and it comes with materials where you can make something, and then we replenish those as they're used. And in the adult section, we have maker kits that include everything from cake pans to different tools and that kind of thing. So there's a lot more than just books at the library.
Wow. So I imagine there are some listeners who have either not been to the library for a while or maybe have some sort of overdue fines they're worried about, or just haven't been to the library since these kinds of changes have taken place. So what is your advice about using the library? How do they access it? And can we go to Lake Geneva Library if we live in Kenosha? You know, those sorts of things. I think people need to know. So maybe we'll start with Jessica. Can you tell us about what's the best way for people to have access to your beautiful view in addition to all of the information that you have?
I think the important thing for folks to know is that it is free to have a library card. I like to say it's prepaid with your tax dollars. But over and over, people will ask me, how much is a library card? It's free. There's no charge to walk in. And so we'll give you a library card when you walk in.
Do they need to bring anything to show you or anything like that?
Well, we do need proof of who you are. That's probably a state-issued photo ID, something that proves your address is current, those kinds of things.
Okay. Do you have anything you want to add about accessing the library?
I was just going to add that we I think we all require the same thing, and that's photo ID and proof of current address.
Okay. And for Lake Geneva, do you have anything else to add? Can we use the library card somewhere else? Is that what?
Yes. That's what I like to tell the kids, is that if we don't have the item, maybe Elkhorn has the item. And so you can use your library card that you get from Lake Geneva at any of the other libraries in our library system. Mm-hmm. And if you are from Wisconsin, and I believe it excludes Milwaukee County, but anywhere else in Wisconsin, you can get a Lake Geneva library card, as long as you have the driver's license with your current address on it. And then, as long as you're from...
And I would just add that our library system is called Lakeshore's Library System, mm-hmm. and that includes Walworth and Racine counties.
Yep.
So any library in either of those counties, you can use your library card. Kenosha is a different system, so you cannot use a Kenosha card in Walworth County, but you can get a card if you have a show your current address.
Do you happen to know if, let's say you go on vacation to Ashland or Door County or something like that, you just would need to get a new card at one of those places?
I think everybody's rules are a little bit different, uh-huh. but Wisconsin is very strong about making sure you have access to any library in the state. So with your home library card, you should be able to check out at wherever you're going.
So if you run out of things to read when you're sitting on the beach somewhere.
Oh, horrors!
You would be able to still
what a nightmare.
That would be a terrible thing, I know, but that's great.
Make sure you have a driver's license and come on in and be like, yes, we will get you a card.
That's good. So what are your final words to listeners to get them excited to come to your libraries this summer? Who wants to go first? Sarah?
I'll go. We have so many programs during the week for children that we don't have during the school year. So we have craft programs, we have science programs, we have hands-on animal programs, we have magicians, we have musicians, we have me. And the kids all know me, so right. It's kind of funny. And for the grown-ups, we have also ongoing programs that we have every month that Alicia Benson does for us, and she brings in, we're having an author panel this mm-hmm. summer. We're doing programs with Black Point, and so the people from Black Point are coming in and talking about the history, and for the adults, we have stuff going on too, and just come and visit us.
What's your website and phone number for Lake Geneva Public Library?
Oh, it is just www.lakegeneva.lib.wi.us, I think.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
And that's Jessica, funny. What are your final words to get listeners excited to come to Racine this summer and enjoy the library?
We have so much going on that you really need to be on our email listserv to get it all.
So true.
But you can go to racinelibrary.info. That's the library's website, and it's all right there. And for the children, it's just fun stuff. And for the grown-ups, you have the joy of knowing that your children are learning and having fun at the same time. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's a lot of stuff for grown-ups, too.
Okay. And our website in Elkhorn is elkhorn.lib.wi.us, and we do have a calendar on our website, so I would recommend looking at that to find out all the programs that are happening. And you can also stop in and pick up a calendar that lists the programs for children and adults, because there are a lot. We have many for children, from a baby story time to our after-school clubs, we call them, which is a Lego club, a messy art club, and a mad scientist club. Those three meet every Thursday. They alternate each week. And again, our programs for adults are just as plentiful. And we have several in June and July, including one on declutter and jewelry making, and Walworth County Tourism is coming to talk about unique and fun places to visit if you want a vacation not too far from home. So it's lots of fun for all ages.
Wonderful.
I have to add, we have a bookmobile in Racine that goes to a lot of stops. It's out on the road 6 days a week, mm-hmm. and you can sign up for the reading program on the bookmobile.
Wow.
Coming to a neighborhood near you.
And that schedule for the bookmobile is on your website?
Yes, it is.
So look at those websites, everyone. There is no reason that any child or adult in our three-county area should be bored this summer.
That's right.
Thank you again for listening to Education Matters Summer at the Libraries interviews. I'm your host, Karen Sconzert, and our guests have been Barbara Bratton from the Kenosha Public Library, Jessica McPhail from the Racine Public Library, Anna Pauls, who is Head of Youth Services for Community Libraries in Kenosha County, Sarah Soukup, Director of Youth Services for the Lake Geneva Public Library, and Lisa Selja from the Matheson Library in Elkhorn. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Education Matters, heard each Saturday morning at 10:30 on WGTD HD, Kenosha, Racine, Elkhorn, and Lake Geneva. Archive programs are available on our website, WGTD.org.
Hello, I'm Orson Welles. We know a remote farm in Walworth where Mrs. Buckley lives. In July, peas grow there. Do you really mean that? I don't understand. We aren't even in the fields yet, you see.
Yes, we are, Mr. Wells.
We're talking about them growing, and she's already picked them, and we have a big bowl of hot peas with warm butter drizzled all over them. That's what we have.
Yes, Mr. Wells, in July, where fields are covered with snow. And, Mr. Wells, you need to emphasize the word in.
Why? That doesn't even make any sense. I have never heard anyone who would emphasize the word in. There is no known way in the English language.